the villager, wherever you are. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. We are doing the most tonight. Yeah. But why are we doing the most? We're doing the most because today we are talking about a conversation that you people don't want to talk about. We are talking about, you know, we're talking about how. The world will kill you one day. It's Monday, guys. It's Monday. And people are just very busy. It's Monday, man. It's Monday. And the people just want to be busy, busy, busy like this. Ah, why? Why? Why are we like this? We are talking about how to get the person to propose to you. How to get a husband. We are talking about how to get a husband, and we are using somebody else's views on how to get a husband, how to get marriage. Now you might be like, oh my goodness, that's not a thing. But somebody that just stopped everything that they are doing today because they're like, it's been 10 years, guys, and I'm tired. I'm tired of this man. You are my weakness. You are the love of my life, but the love of my life is not going in happos. Yeah, we want to go in chapus. But we're talking about this because why not? Why can't we talk about it? Why can't we talk about the people that want marriage? Why can't we talk about the people that want relationships? Why can't we talk about the people that go above and beyond? Now, check, name. There's always this thing of like, yeah, people are not supposed to do that and nobody does that. Guys, if nobody does that, then how are people that help people get this, ne, still in business? Think about it. So you, winner, there's some guy that is, in the mountains, and this person gives what, coaching, or not coaching, or hapanga. So he will kosha you omta, and then he will also, you know, give you a love potion to, you know, get the person to start liking you, be attracted to you, okay, stay with me kind of vibes. But this one is most now getting the person to propose and to marry you. Now we look at it like it's a funny thing, and then we also want to attribute it or put it as a contributing factor to the divorce rate because the cow stay with me wears off apparently. But in all honesty, I'm just gonna give it to you free. According to some guy, I'm just going to give it to you free. What do we have to lose if not, right? Let us just go through it, and then maybe you can come through and then come and, you know, you can call in and come and say that, no, I don't think that one is actually correct. I think that one maybe should be mixed with a step from here and should be taken from here, and then this is how you do it. Or if you're one of those experts, that was such an expert that you got married and you are happily married, and your person didn't want to get married, but he got married and he realized that this is the best thing that he could have done for himself is marry you. Then you can come and give us advice. Come and give us advice on 083-288-401. And then also, there are just some women out there that don't want. There are women out there that don't want. They don't want. There's somebody's son that is begging every day, marry me. Marry me. Marry me. Let's talk about it first. Ow. But we've spoken about it for 4 years. We've spoken about it for 5 years, 10 years. And still. I know a person that is in a relationship, ne? In a relationship. Not married. In a relationship for 17 years. That person is a boyfriend to somebody for 17 years. Now, 17 years is almost 20 years. The children are about to go to college. Yeah? So now you would think that, okay, why? And his theory is that he's not ready, right? He's not ready yet, and he's still picking himself up financially. But I don't understand which financially is it if you've been with somebody for so long, right? Your finances are bound to interact. Your finances are bound to leap into each other's lives. Your finances are bound to do things, right? So which finances are you talking about that cannot materialize here after 17 years? But when you become financially stable, then they will materialize. How, guys? Guys, like, I don't know, maybe wasting each other's time, maybe, or what is that? Because, I mean, you realize that you adore this person, and this person is everything that you've ever wanted, and the person is just not taking the step, you know, taking the step. So we're going to talk about how to go about it. And this is by Mert Seeker. And his name is Mert, M-E-R-T. So he's got like a whole paper around it on how to get the person to propose to you. And we are going to use psychology to do it. And we are going to, basically, when somebody says we're going to use psychology to do it, I always look at it from the perspective of it might be good or it might be manipulation. Yeah. It might be good or it might be manipulation. Now, good would be understanding the person's emotions and feelings and what they're saying and taking it from that standpoint, and then also familiarizing yourself with them, and then also understanding their mental well-being. You're like, where are they at mentally, you know? That is what I think psychology is. You know, that's what I deem psychology to be in a conversation when it comes to another person. So when they say that, let's use psychology, you know, let's use psychology to get your husband, let's use psychology to get him to propose. First of all, I'm like, this is some sus stuff. This is suspect. This is shady. Because how? I don't see it. Because, I mean, if somebody wanted to, they would, right? Yeah. If they wanted to, they would. And sometimes the things that we want are just not in their cards. And that's why it's not happening. That's why we are most not married. Because one person doesn't want, or none of you guys actually want, or you want to do it for the wrong reasons. So when somebody says, let's use psychology, you know, psychology to do this, right? I'm looking at manipulation tactics coming my way. I'm like, gaslighting, not in the way of making you feel crazy, but in a way of making you feel crazy, think crazy, be crazy, but for the betterment. Because we always think that things are bad when things go south for us. When things go bad for us, then that's when things are bad. But if we did something bad and the outcome was good, we don't necessarily rate it as something that was bad. You understand? So I'm going to check. I'm also going to check with you guys, Kucha. Okay, so what are the steps in getting this person, this individual, this person that you want to marry you, sis? How do we get him to propose and then to marry you and then also be happy when you guys are married, right? Because we can't just get you to the altar. We want you to have a good life, right? And we want this guy to also be happy. And also, you gentlemen can also come in and tell us, and also just honestly tell us that why it takes so long, or if not why it takes so long, why do some men string women along? They string them along for such a long time. And is it really because of cohabitation? Is it really because of longevity? Is it really because they don't want, or is it financial? Is it a thing of a wedding party? Because other kids are getting married at court, and also that $65 that you used to think that is how much it costs to go and book for your wedding is actually free, ne? You don't pay anything to go in. You pay millions to get out. That's the trap. Bait and switch. You can call in and come and tell us on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. You can call in. So, let's talk about Crystal Bean. How to get him to propose. All right. So number one, become Anua. And this is all he say, she say. This is all Anua. Because me, I'm reading. Eh? This is all Anua, please. Alrighty. You can call back, ladies and gentlemen. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Okay. Number one, apparently, Kamakastah Anua become his weakness. Now, why do we need to become people's weaknesses? Why must we be weaknesses? Or what does it mean? Because I have so many questions. When I stumbled upon this paper, I was like, you know, because I'm always just on the internet looking for things to read. And like, I'm just looking for reading material. Like, oh, what is, yeah, this looks nice. All right. This is how we are going to become the weakness. And this is how we are going to get this person, this guy that we want, Anua, to propose. Good evening, weakness.
Yes, matriarch.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm good. How are you, Uncle G?
I'm alright.
You are fine, ne?
Fine.
You are fine. You are not talking nicely. What is wrong with your cell phone?
Yes.
Are you speaking on the speaker in the in the car?
Maybe it's just an.
No, I can hear you now.
Serious?
Tango between Nanambera?
I want network. I want network.
Eh.
Sometimes it's just something up and down. You're always tripping when you're talking about important things. Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
It's always tripping when we're listening to, when we're talking about important things.
Especially when you're talking to Matriarch and you know, she always comes up with a good, yeah.
Today we are talking about a nice topic, yeah. Even.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
always jealous, man.
Always jealous. What is this? they must stop hating. They must stop hating. Yeah. What is this? No. Okay.
The guys are taking longer.
The guys are taking long. Why are they taking long?
Man, sometimes they are just comfortable.
Tell us what is comfortable, my dear. Tell us, as we want to know.
Comfortable, huh?
So we must wake them up in the night, ne? And pour them with cold water so that they stop sleeping comfortably. Because even the way they sleep,
Yeah.
No man.
The thing is that, sometimes, just also, the way to start the person.
Okay.
Because of us guys, sometimes, you know, we feel insecure. You might do this, you are judging yourself. But what if, you know what happened to Kamati? I don't want to go through the same.
Like what? What happened to Kamati? As we want the whole team, my dear.
Yeah,
hey, so but what happened to Kamati? Kamati is not successful in his marriage. Okay, so you guys really, just look at comparisons also.
Exactly.
I didn't think men are people like,
we want to tell us that we don't sing.
No, Nindishara, you guys are just walking around like, ooh. Okay, so you guys do compare as well. Okay.
We do comparison, and
do you guys do comparisons with good couples or do you guys do comparisons with bad couples?
Both. Good couple, the bad one, you know. It's like a experience, man. You are going through the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then you learn all the steps that you don't want this thing to happen to you. Come to bed, people.
So basically, you want to go into being married already experienced.
Exactly.
How? But it's your first time.
This is a commitment you are going to make.
Okay.
And that commitment, you are looking at the couple who are holding even their hands in town square, they are working together in 80 or in 90.
Do you know that old people?
I want to also to get older like. Look at the time of their grandchildren.
Mara, do you guys know that old people also just go and marry each other? Do you know that old people also just marry each other? Do you know that some of these old people, guys?
No,
to be honest, do you know how many, old people weddings there are? Many old people weddings. Oshiri, Shashi, the pastors are their friends. Do you know that when we look at old people, ne?
Yeah.
We think that they've been married for 50 years, 70 years, things.
Yeah.
Marakanti, they've just been married for 5 years. They met in the old age home. Oshiri!
Just married for 20. They married in their 20s.
That is the dream that we are sold.
70.
No, but that is the dream that we are sold. We are sold that dream. We assume because they are old.
This is a reality.
I know at least four couples that are old, that they are married 50. Less than 10 years.
And they are 50 and 60.
No, not 50 and 60 even. They are in their 70s.
I'll tell your grandpa.
The thing is that the person is getting married to a fellow old person. Now when you see them, you think that they've been married for 40 years, 50 years. Can't they are only married for 7 years.
One thing, mm-hmm. Okay, let us take the positive one.
Mm.
Like those one who've been married in 25 years.
And why must we go there first? Let's not finish yet, old people. We were told always don't compare yourself to others. Now you're walking through town looking at old people holding hands and saying, me, that's, I want that.
That is my dream there. Yeah. You see now. But look. Look here, ne?
Hey.
We are all living together.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn from each other. Mistake, and also the positive way.
Mm.
Yeah. So, remember one thing that you know, some of us, when we make a commitment,
mm-hmm.
anything happen which is not going to make you happy.
You're out.
You cancel. You consult. Your best man.
Eh.
You don't just choose London because you're drinking together in Evelyn until 4 o'clock. Then this guy must be your best man. No.
Mm.
There must be a friend with you. Know this. Hey, this guy. Again, tell him secret.
Mm-hmm.
Then he keep it.
Mm.
Yeah, this is your best man.
Okay.
Now, anything which is not going to make you happy, you talk about it to him. And now, also the woman is doing the same. So, because you remember one thing that I'm telling you, not all couple, because they all have the argument.
Mm.
Because if you don't argue, you don't solve the problem.
Mm.
And this is what we are going through, all of us. Yeah, there must be, but if you know that you don't argue, and you don't see each other mistake, you don't collect each other, that is not a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one or another, and there's also compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, you look good today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, all those who cut you. Oh, your bed. Your bed, they are looking nice. Some of us, we are having wala now.
Wow.
your go and cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
With all those, it's needed. Relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me say now. Okay, let us go to the point where the guy's taking long.
Okay.
The guy's taking long because he doesn't see much example. Maybe he's not a best man for free times or something, so he can learn. Because now, remember, the more old younger than when I was, I'm a Brahman. I am not going to, now I'm also going to marry.
Okay.
If you can marry, Titus, I tell you, what about me? It encourages you.
Yeah.
And as a woman also, you are like, nothing, I'm bored, nanda pandula. I'm telling you, as a guy, I'm going with you.
Mm-hmm.
As you are groom. and I'm there as your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me motivation, like, next time I we are going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are things. And sometimes also, for you to, sometimes it's just a maturity, man.
Okay. Level,
which reach you.
Mm.
Your stage, like, no. I think we've been together for all those years.
But you're how many are clothes. All those years?
You are feeding me like nobody's business. Even
like,
I have a Kapunda
now. I found you thin.
Which I was not having. And I look my even
my. You know, every day me, I'm talking that
like
story.
Somebody
every day me, I'm talking that story, which I'm my dear. You can call me primitive the way you want to call me primitive, but I will not have a thin husband. How? Never! Not for me. Mm-mm.
Serious?
No.
Yeah, but the thing is that, the thing what you need also to see matriarch,
Yes.
Is that, you know, if a person is committed to you,
mm-hmm.
you will see it a different way.
Okay. I know. Why can we commit? Why can we have children together, but we cannot get married before the children? Is a child not?
That is in nature with us, because sometimes we want to not to get to the pungulango with tapuyash. Those are things, why one. And we see, so what I'm telling you, that we learn from others.
But that's one out of like 400. Why are you guys looking? That's like one out of 400.
Maybe 20
out of 400 is still, 400. It's still a drop in the ocean. Now why are we not using other things?
It can happen to you also. I don't want that to happen, because I'm going to, and you know that I'm going to look somewhere else if there's nothing happening.
Oh.
And if yes, now I'm going to remember. And then now I have to send you as a wife. Sometimes you even need to use your side. You think you are going to be happy. Even I name after that kid your name. Your namesake, huh? Yeah. But that one is my wife. And I was like, baby, that is already one which you are going to have outside. Maybe you can adapt. Mm-hmm. Then you just find out that they adapted the son, which we have after 15 years.
Oh my God.
Mine also.
Biologically.
Will you think it's adapted?
It's an adopted child, man. When you find out the result, you might just leave it.
We don't want to go through that.
No, okay, but does that mean that you guys don't see children as commitment? That's why you guys run away from your kids?
No.
Because you get people pregnant, and then you go and marry your wife that has no children outside. What is that? What's your problem?
Sometimes, you guys do a problem because you are pushing the guy.
It's not pushing. If we are together for 7 years, I know what kind of pushing am I pushing? Like 7 years is almost 10 years.
Listen, matriarch.
That's why we are here tonight, huh? That's why how to manipulate him into proposing to you.
Matriarch, there are people who are just like, by nature,
mm-hmm.
they can be smooth,
mm-hmm.
nice person, but just one mistake.
Mm.
It's not even an earthquake. Mm. There's something about volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Erupting everywhere.
Mm.
Then you as a man also, you are just shocked. Mm-hmm. What did I done so much to get that point? For her to get that point.
Mm.
And now I can pretend for the 7 years with you.
Why
because
you
I know.
For seven,
I know that once I'm going to mess up,
mm-mm.
it's not going to end well. I'm telling you, we have our swala who just making a persona.
Uh-huh.
They are dating together. I mean, dating. And the person is going to the extent of cutting because he find the message in the what?
In the phone.
Different. In the phone.
Yeah.
She cut all the cloth.
Sure.
Cut with a scissor. With a scissor. And she broke even the window. A rear window for the car.
Oh.
You think that person is going to take you serious?
Hold the line.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before. Like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. Okay, so you are saying,
what's that, Tara? Broke the window, cut off the cloth with a scissor, leave it on the bed like that. You see? And now.
Okay, but that's the thing now. But is it okay for you to cheat on me?
Tomorrow they are following each other. No, it's not okay, but it is.
So I must not cut your clothes, but you must bring me eggs.
No,
it's okay for you to bring me AIDS.
Talk about it.
Yeah. It's okay for you to bring me AIDS, huh? But me, I must not cut your clothes. That's what you guys are saying, huh? Shashi, no. It's like a person's heart is not important enough. Like,
no.
I'm not acting out of myself here.
To hurt me.
But I'm not acting out of myself. If you didn't do what you did, I wouldn't have done that.
Ah, brother.
Okay.
Look here, those things we can work out.
I know, what can we work out, say? We cannot work out anything. No. Eh? After I get your HIV that you gave me. We can just work on it. Yeah?
These things are happening to... Okay, let me say you are the one who do it.
Eh?
Do I need to go and cut your clothes?
You can go cut my clothes because that's how you feel. Yeah, because...
Then you're still going with... Then I will still continue.
Yeah, there's no other way.
No. You are right. Capable of doing something else.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, I think that perpetrators, they don't think about how big a deal something is to another person.
It is, but you know, Tara, love is something else. That guy is a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
You are like, you
love of my life, that one.
I have my boyfriend.
Love of my life, that guy.
I love that guy. You cannot tell me. And the things also broke up the family sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are trying to tell you, oh, the guy is beating you up every day. We tell you, we even take you from, because maybe you are cohabitating together, we live together. We take you from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are even wasting my time here. I have to go to back to my boyfriend. You go back again.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy beat you again. You come back. And we tell you to stay away, but you don't. And now, nobody even wants you to be close to him. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are happening. And now, you find it even like, why the guy is taking long to mail you?
Mm-hmm.
There are also people involved.
I think the only reason that men take long to marry women is because culturally they made it seem like us women, we cannot ask them.
No.
Yes.
Because the women,
they have too much shame and pride. So they will not ask the guy. No. So now that is your thing, Oshima, like it was like a free pass that you guys got it from who? From the ancestors. You guys got it from the ancestors.
Look here, The thing is that, I know that you are interested in me.
Mm.
There's a sign, Moose, with his tail. It's just the way I'm telling you that it's a maturity. If the guy reached that stage, like now, I think it's enough. It's enough.
Like him is the only one in the world that can find enough. It's enough.
It's enough, huh? Okay, listen. Sometimes I may come to you to, I want to propose, but the way you're acting is something else.
I know, how am I acting? No. No, man.
You
people must just be honest, man. You people must just be honest.
Go to YouTube.
You people are afraid. You people are afraid. You people are afraid of marriage. That's the real thing.
We are only married if you know you are mature enough. Because the moment that I marry you, then
So you guys are just worried about your options. You see. That's the real reason here. It's not
this
thing that you are giving us here.
Mala tala awe, mala sometimes there's a unknown committed. But there's somebody who's pushing you every time. He'll come giving you this sign. Because you can just tell me that the guy can just stay with you for 7 years. Then you end up marrying a person who will meet you for two months. That is impossible. Unless you are the one who are doing something that not making that person happy. Because so what I'm telling you that we want to be happy for the rest of our life.
But you people are not making others happy. That is the problem here. You are not making other people happy. You are saying that don't cut my clothes and don't destroy my property when you find me cheating on you. So me, I can destroy your heart. I can destroy your body. I can even destroy your health. Eh? But you are not allowed to cut my things. If you cut my things, I will not marry you.
You know the same which we're having, when you cut my clothes.
Yeah.
It's about my family, how that they feel about me to make a commitment to you. Will they know that there is something?
But also, why did you tell your family? How? What is this? When you started dating me, did you tell your family?
May
I cut your room, Kondu Daiwe, where you are renting, huh? How did your mother find out? We will hear today.
Flying like a wind.
So you people are telling your family members the bad things about us, but you are not telling them the good things about us. Maybe I cut only the clothes that I bought for you, because they are the ones that you are wearing to other girls. How? I'm cutting it because I'm the one that bought it and it's mine. How?
Yeah.
You're just borrowing it when you are wearing it for me.
Yeah, remember one thing, Coach, this is for us. Now we are together.
For us.
Because now we are living together.
Oh,
there's no more like, you know, for me, for, you know, that's why I'm saying, people who are getting, people who are being proposed, is those one who are, know how to deal with the men. You know?
Because then why are they getting divorced?
Yeah?
Why are they getting divorced?
They are divorcing because,
You have all the answers today.
In fact, maybe the guy is going to change. But some people, they never change because they never grow up.
How?
Just like now, some guys are even waiting for two to get married in the 50s.
I know those ones, I know them. You people give us problems when you die, man.
Okay.
Those people, they give us problems when they die.
Why they are not getting married earlier?
They want to get
because
married
they
late.
They don't want to be hurt.
It's not hurt, man. Those people, they don't care about being hurt. But they're hurting other people's kids. But they're hurting other people's kids, Dan.
No. Some guys are committed to be just single for their whole life.
Tamu tu puti wune shitansi. Tantu puti wune shitansi ndati. Tantu puti wune shitansi. You are giving us difficulties when you die.
The guy is telling you that I lay down with my kids because I don't want to be asked, where are you?
Oh.
What time are you coming to home?
Oh.
Why are you not at home? Where have you been yesterday?
But why are you not at home, my name, Mokupoto Shirine? To be honest,
I just one thing I said, Nala. with my boy.
If you're watching Arsenal with your boys, then what is the problem? You can always just tell me you are going to watch Arsenal with your boys most.
Do what's I need to problem? Tell you everything? Where
it's,
I am?
It's not telling me everything. It's telling you. It's the this man. But Ngerondeshi Ningindishi, is it a problem to you as well? If I just decide that I'm going to go and watch, Arsenal with my girls.
How many times I tell you that the women are more protected even by government even. And our family. Because I have to ask you, where are you? Why are you not at home this time? Can you see
why must you ask me now?
Can you check what time is now on your phone?
Yeah, but...
No, I'm with my friend. What, where? Then you see the guy's pulling up. Let us go. I'm outside. What is happening to even of our daughters? So I have to know where she... You have met like, in the birthday way. And Olivia, okay. I want you before 8 o'clock. You must be at home.
I know. But, are we?
The boy. We like okay. Because the wife will press you now. Ask him why the whole weekend is not even at home. Where did you went? I went to tournament. What? After we went to club. With who? Mateo. You don't even ask you who's Mateo.
Maybe Mateo is a drug dealer.
Mateo, okay. Don't do it again, man. Your mom.
It's always your mom.
Your mom is complete.
Your mother. Me, I don't mind, but your mom.
Your mom is the problem now, you see. But if it was a girl, you can't come to my house this time. What do you think wrong? You see? The tone is even changed. But the boy has to be sweet. Your mom is the problem in the house.
The double standards.
You see?
The double standards.
You start from there. Because you need to be protected. Because it's the diamond which you are carrying. You see? That's why now we're like, you have to be called. I don't like you the way you are. They never act. No. I even wanted you to not to end your friendship with Geneva.
So be so. Because what is this?
And the women also do the same now.
Me also don't like your friend Timo, my dear.
So you see now. And they like Timo, because maybe you see Timo is acting something else. Then just once you see his problem. And now you want to make the Timo problem mine. That's how the woman is. No. When Timo is acting like that, I think also you do the same when I'm not around. You see? You see, that's a thing which also hurting.
So how can we get the guy to propose now?
The guy to propose, for you, just act as how can I put it?
A single woman.
No, serious woman.
What is a serious woman?
Serious woman, who
be a serious woman.
no? Serious woman, who tolerate, sometimes I tolerate, when the guy is doing nonsense. Because you know that if you caught me, then you want to school me. Like, why are you doing this? Sometimes if you act like innocent, then I'm going to even like feel guilty. Like, Petrus is the one who make me drunk, and then we went what. I don't think, I don't want to hang out with him anymore. You see? I just make up something. You see?
And now we hate the guy, but it's not even him. Kanti, you were not even with him.
You just keep, Petrus was not even around.
Oh my God. Poor Petrus.
Poor Petrus, I'm telling you. It was all my nonsense what I'm doing. But you just act like a, you don't feel, I mean, hurt. I'm telling you, you see how the guy's going to change. That once you want, like, yeah, I see you women with what, and what.
So
what,
basically what you're saying is that we must ignore them.
Ignore
their stupid things.
Exactly. Learn to.
But you people are saying that a good woman is a woman that can correct you. Now, how can I correct you if I'm ignoring your stupid things?
No, sometimes you just follow words like, but you guys are not growing up.
So you must call them childish.
But why? Even like, why is not angry?
Yeah.
Why is not even angry with me?
So basically, you people just want us to pretend like nothing happened.
No.
Like what you did was so childish. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. What you did is, and they were, what do you think the people are saying? Now you are acting like that way, the way you act. Yo, that one, it hurts. I'm telling you, it will change your guys to be more committed.
So basically, and all these other steps, they are not needed. We just
the step, and the guy, symbol by symbol, and they will start attending functions together. Where you be seen outside? I mean, like even going out alone to the movie. No, with no kid, you are just together. That's a thing with, I'm telling you, shopping, you must shop together. But I hate shopping, man.
You with, hate it, man?
With a woman. You guys are touching the whole shop you want to shop.
You know, ne?
Touching everything.
Me and you, we are the same.
Yeah.
Me and you, we are the same. Just me, I hate it so much in my life. I hate it so much. Me, I spend approximately 15 minutes in town to go and do everything that I need to go and do.
I go to the directory where I have to take. But you guys, you are going there. You check this one. Yeah, this port is now on sale. But we didn't come to buy port. We didn't come to do guys shopping for meat. Now you are, my friend. And now, did you see what? Come and see this wine. Man, we didn't come to check.
You wine. Don't want wine.
You end up with
but you don't want an A.
Oh, brother. And then the wine, man. We just come there to buy a meat. And we don't even have money for wine.
But there was $100.
Because now it's on sale.
But it's on sale. We are saving. We are saving.
Come on.
We are saving. We are saving. It could have been 200. But now it's only 90.
I tried 5 times, I think, but I know it's not working.
But to be honest.
At the groomola, I work, there's like a bar somewhere there. In this new mall. I left there the what trade center. The moment is calling, I'm like, I'm here. Are you done? No, I'm going to come, but you're not around here. Like, I'm coming. Because I know.
Me, that one catches me also. I'm just here. Like, I'm already here at the car. Like, yeah, but I'm standing at the car. But me and you, we are the same. We are the same because I don't want to be outside. I don't want to be in town. I want us to finish. Now other people, my dear, this is also where they go and look for what. Then you're like, since while we are here.
You guys must go out too. Even like now where soccer is coming to play in window. That's a good time for you guys to go and check.
Me, I just want to go to the Namibian Lesbian Festival.
So, I never see this guy so happy like this. You see? Those kind of moments. It's work, my friend. That's work. Especially when you come to go to wedding and, you know, attend wedding often with him.
So, our whole life must just be go and look at others.
No, not your whole life. But sometimes you cannot, I'm telling you the serious speaking. You cannot be a groom for free wedding. without anything happening, unless your partner is not present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if your partner is present, then my friend, I...
So basically, you guys are very, you are highly influenced by weddings.
We do.
Then how come there are so many bachelors?
And the couple, you know that this couple are so happy, man. You, mm-hmm. look at how they are, they change their life.
Mm-hmm.
From golf to golf will six, which is a reality. Oh. Or golf seven. Mm-hmm. You see now. Mm-hmm. Golf two. When I'm saying golf is two, is the one which you're walking with your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them now. They're even wearing what? It's in grass.
Sungrass is nailing a body as long as you have your bus ticket.
Yeah, bus ticket. And sometimes you think they are happy, but they are mostly...
They are not happy. Like, I don't understand. Aye, guys.
But you guys are not pushing the guys.
As we are going to trap them, as we are going to try and trick them.
Just wife. We can tolerate nonsense your guys doing.
So basically what you're saying is that we must be suffering.
Suffering is enough for you to be a material wife.
So you guys basically put our value at the fact that how much pain can we handle. So basically your pain is deliberate.
We do test you.
That is just nonsense, to be honest. That's just nonsense,
no,
say.
like you remember.
But
like
why should I be tested? Why can't you just act right? Why can't you just be right?
No. We do test you. You guys also do the same.
Who told you?
Ah, no, you do.
It's not everybody.
Some of us, we watch a lot of movies.
You see those things. Now you are getting women knowledge from movies. And it happens a lot in those movies that I watch. So it must be true. But then as when we tell you people, no, you guys must be more romantic, then you say, yeah, you watch too many movies. Maracan, Eche.
Now you guys to go to extend the way you are to visit.
We also want flowers.
From the door.
Yeah, you must open the door for me. Must open the door for me, Mos. Who, gentlemen?
No,
gentlemen.
And Sunday I can even fly and even cook. You see, cook the dinner now. And even we have expensive what wine? You see,
that you didn't want to buy.
It's all romantic already.
That you didn't want to buy in that. Hey.
If you know the guy can cook, but the problem also here is that.
Mm-hmm.
When you are started dating, yeah? Mm-hmm. we check you.
Okay.
If you are wife material or you're having a value, you know what we do.
Yeah.
Like, baby, where are you? Ah, no, I'm what? Can we go? Can we order pizza or go for KFC? Then we're always referring to what fast food.
Yeah, because all the other days I'm cooking, yeah. All the other days I'm cooking.
Look, I'm asking you, baby, can I come? Yeah, I can come. Oh, did you cook? No, just bring KFC or pizza, you see. I'm looking at you like, how much did I spend in you?
Yeah, but even if you're spending on Wiki,
are you going to change?
But you don't ask. Maybe I'm also just one of those people that think that maybe you just like take out.
There's a time you have to tell me no. I know
why must people tell you. Why can't you just?
I prepare meat just buy meat from single quarter. I can come and cook and bring onion and tomato.
But I'm also tired.
Every day.
Yeah, I also go to work just like you.
Where? And this is now, this is a thing with you. You know when you start dating, it's like maybe 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it's a pizza or KFC.
Mm-hmm.
You never cook.
Oh, Menove, every day you are telling me. Every day you are telling me.
Bring a pizza or bring, I just come with another pizza. Oh. Yeah. I just bring a case and at the in town or Soweto.
Hmm.
Huh?
Hey.
We have, that's why the guys, they
but then why don't you just coffee. Say it? Now, I must, why must it be testing things?
No, no, I have to test you because there must be one day that you know.
Is it
I
cook school? Already, come. Is this school? School
I
engineer.
Cook already. Every time I have to bring something, even you want to, I'm forcing with them one, I know I'm hungry, I can cook. Yeah, maybe I just come out, I'll try. When I come there, oof, if my way I try, we need to pay pungu, then your mango.
Yeah, because I'm an independent woman, as I'm chasing the bag. Yeah, you love me because of my business mindedness, because I'm an entrepreneur, yeah? And I'm a go-getter. We must love people for different reasons. You fell in love with me because of the way I think, you know?
Yeah, but
what does thinking have to do with cooking now?
The food almost also, no, we don't need every time, babysitter is the one who cooking. And you know why the men are also starting looking at the babysitter?
Mm-mm.
Because the one, this is the one ironing my t-shirt. She's the one cooking nice food for me. And sometimes also babysitter also is putting nice, that what, night dress.
Mm-mm.
And I'm looking at you. Mm-mm. One mistake, I oversleep. I'm sneak out.
Mm-mm.
This is what is happening because you never give me attention. I never eat your food. Only the food which I'm eating is just in the bedroom.
Mm.
And sometimes I even maybe I'm getting it once a week or twice a week. Like that, the gentleman was. He said he was only getting on Saturday.
Mm.
Just imagine. You are marrying somebody, but you're only getting on Saturday.
What the hell, because I'm tired and di kilonga kwetu.
Oh, bruh. Yeah.
Eh.
You are starving a person like that.
Oli mokana.
Oh, bruh. Hey, what are you doing now? It's a two man.
Hey, well, thank you, Uncle G. Thank you, G.
Okay, shop, shop.
Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to dive into the world of how to catch a husband, how to catch a man, how to get the man to marry you. Eh? What are we going to do and what tactics are we going to do? So basically, our previous caller said that the reason that men don't really just get married just like that is because they do comparisons, you know, they do comparisons of other people's marriages and they are all on it like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want this kind of marriage and I don't want this kind of marriage. And somewhere, somehow, apparently, it scares them off to some degree. And then also, there's this thing of looking at old people, right? And assuming that old people, they got married in their 50s. But the truth is, ne, I know a couple of old people that got married like recently type of things. Old people also marry each other, guys. Old people just get married, like, to go through life together. They're komalaste. Yeah, just to do that. Just to get married to each other. Yeah, and go through the last part of their lives together and enjoy their lives. But we always want to romanticize everything most. We want to romanticize poverty. We want to romanticize cheating. We want to romanticize even old people getting married. No, no, no. They must have gotten married when they're in their early 20s, you know? They've been together for years. Oh, their romance, their lives must be brilliant and happy. Wow. Oh my God. They're so amazing. But it's not always like that. I think that. But ladies and gentlemen, let's go for a quick break and I'll be right back. And yeah, to a PPND.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impa just got even better We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening to you. Today we are talking about how to snatch a husband, how to make the person propose. So now, our previous caller had literally just said, "Kucha, guys, it's not that easy. Bara, it is easy." Apparently, the remedy is just to be a serious woman. Yeah? To be a serious woman. Now, I don't know now. To be a serious woman, you must not smile, or because me, I associate seriousness with, I'm serious about life. You must be a serious woman in terms of you must have your life in order, guys. Hey, have your life in order. Know what you want out of life. Go get what you want out of life. Be a go-getter. Be ambitious, I guess. But then the problem is that you are ambitious, and your ambitions include a medical degree, a law degree, a master's, a PhD, and then a psychology masters, and now when will you get time for the relationship? Because you are almost a serious person, because what you want is the bag. You want the bag eventually, and you want the bag with all the merit that they could possibly offer into the world. So basically he's saying that be a serious person, be a serious woman, so that this person knows that from the beginning, right, you are not dating for fun. You're dating to get to know each other in the first year or first two years. And then after that, you guys must be moving up levels. It must be milestone kind of thing. Now, I don't understand what happens when you tick off all the milestones that you wanted. And now you are married, you've got the three kids, you've got the house, you've got the kids, the cars, you got everything that you wanted. What happens then? Do we just sit and wait for death, Ano? Or do we also now make achievements, milestones again, like which are we must go to Barbados, we must go to Jamaica, we must go to Bali, we must go to Peru, Papa. I don't know. And then secondly, he said that we must be tolerant. So this tolerance doesn't necessarily mean that you must tolerate things that are being done unto you, right? You must just be forgiving for things that are minor transgressions. So don't cut up dude's clothes, don't beat mirrors out, and don't do so, those kinds of things. But I believe that that's a double standard, because we can't really measure somebody's pain according to our own pain, right? Because men are the same people that don't want you to act out. When they do something dirty on you, they don't want you to act out. But yet, when you do something, they act out. They call a family meeting. A family meeting where everybody must be present to hear about how disruptive you've been. So the first thing they said is, number one, be his weakness. Weakness. Be his kryptonite. So, if you know anything about Shaka Zulu, in Shaka Zulu's army and regiment, there was no those getting married things. It was just basically a brotherhood, because apparently love was disruptive and it was crippling, and children were disruptive and crippling. So he didn't want that kind of thing in his army. So I don't know, man. Be his weakness, but don't be his weakness. Okay. And then also start attending things that don't belong to friends. Don't belong to friends in terms of not everywhere you're going with friends. You guys must go out alone. You guys must be an item alone. And maybe he needs assurance that you'd be the best choice for him. To ensure this, you should be his sounding board. Sounding board. His closest companion. And an expert in cooking. Okay, so the experts here are writing that how to get the guy to propose, you must be an expert in cooking. So first of all, we live in the 21st century. I don't understand why people don't know how to cook. I don't understand why people don't know how to cook gourmet meals, because we basically have tutors that are giving us content for absolutely nada, for free. And the internet is there, but you guys would rather listen to gossip. You guys would rather watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but yet you know that one day you want to get married and you don't know how to cook and you have no interest in cooking, and this is apparently one of the requirements that is there. But also take this conversation with a pinch of salt. Take it from a light perspective, a light-hearted Monday. It's not deep. It's not rooted. It's a shallow conversation that we are having to stimulate our minds, to allow us to think outside of the box and to think about what works for us and what doesn't work for us. Because if we talk about cooking, for example, if you marry an expert chef, then is cooking really something that is applicable to you? Because if he is at the prime of his life and he enjoys cooking so much and he's making content so much and he wants to do meal preps and he wants to feed you guys the whole entire month, do you still have to become an expert at cooking? Do you still have to be really, really good at it? Especially if he's one of those people that doesn't appreciate bad food. Does that mean now that you have to go to culinary school just to be able to cook him a meal? Because the relationships are different. Some people don't have problems with you being a certain way because that's not their deal breaker. First of all, we have to find what are deal breakers and what are on switches. On switches are like, I like that. I think we can go somewhere with this one. Or I don't like that. I'm going to step out of the relationship slowly but surely. So we all have our own goals and we all have our own wants and needs from relationships. So you have to make sure that the wants and the goals and what you need from the relationship are in alignment with the person that you are with. So, with everything, right? It is really honestly a matter of taking it from your own relationship and also just, tailor making it to serve you. So the soundboard is the person that is sound, the person that is practical, the person that is realistic, a person that is no, don't do that. We can call them advisors as well. And being an advisor is something that's very important because even the president has an advisor, the king has an advisor, everybody that's important has an advisor. Why? Because having an advisor is important. So we as human beings need advisors as well. And sometimes the advisors are our partners, our parents and our friends. So be the soundboard, be the closest companion. The closest companion is finding a friendship, right, within your relationship or forging a friendship within your relationship in order for you guys to be outside of just relationship and be more on the laughing part. I believe in laughing, guys. I believe that if we can laugh, if we can be, then I think that we can soldier on and get ourselves out of any ditch that we put ourselves in. You need to understand that your person needs time away from you also. So if you guys are friends and you guys are like those, we are only us against the world kind of things. Usually when the person steps away for a couple of minutes, right? Or they step away to go and be with their friends, there's usually that discomfort that comes about. But this one only comes about when you don't have interest in your own, it like your own life is not interesting. So, if you struggle with, separation anxiety or codependency or even just not knowing how to function when the person is with their friends, right? Find hobbies that are for you and make your own friends. Because at the end of the day, your partner is not your friend like that. You have your friends, right? He will value the fact that you have no insecurities. You know, when you let them go outside and play with other kids, he would value the fact that you have no insecurities and the way you give him space once in a while, he will appreciate it. So when the person goes out, the problem comes in when the person that you are trying to give space to is the person that's violating the boundary of space. So now you are at home and you are really honestly enjoying your company, your own company. You are really just living in your existence. You are doing your hair. You did your nails. You're brushing. What? You are catching up with work. You're catching up with news. You're catching up with what is on the socials. And this person is sending you texts the whole time. And the person is moving away from their friends to come and call you. Hey, otoningishike. I'm doing the same thing I was doing 30 minutes ago. I'm still doing my hair. Like, why are you calling? Are you not supposed to be out with your friends? Guys, I don't know, man. I don't know. He will gradually understand that marriage doesn't mean that a guy has to surrender his freedom. Because it was seen as a problem. Surrender his freedom and flexibility and he'll be happy to get engaged to you. So be his weakness. So in his weakness, you must be his companion. You must be his soundboard. And also you must be the person that is closest to him and be an expert at cooking, apparently. And then moving on to number two, give yourself time and importance. You see how this is not to do with him, but more to do with yourself. Give yourself time and importance. How to get a man to propose to you when he is not showing you interest? Don't lose yourself completely in the relationship. Don't center this person and your life must go around them. They must go around your life. Your life must be the center. So you squeeze them in, not them squeezing your life in. So don't lose yourself completely in the relationship. Believe it or not, your boyfriend has to realize that you care about yourself. You have to care about yourself. You have your own goals and plans, and you can't be available all the time. And that is also part of the tools most now to get the person to propose, is also to have your own life, to have your own things that you are doing, so that they don't go and see it as, yeah, but when she gets married, she already has nothing that she's doing right now. She's already not deeming anything important. The only important thing in her life is me. So at this point, why would I want to be stuck with somebody that is not having interests and not having other things in mind? It's just me at the center of their lives. And as wonderful as that may sound, that, oh my goodness, you're the center of my universe. Nobody actually wants to be the center of the universe, because, not unless it's a narcissist, because at the center of the universe means that it's a spotlight. That means that you have shined a light on me, and I'm constantly, constantly, constantly in a spotlight, right? That I didn't even want, I didn't create. And I'm now there because I'm the only thing that is shining, and I'm the only thing that is there. But if other things are accompanying me in the spotlight, I'll do better.
Our heroes march for freedom. Today, honor them by marching towards safer roads. Make a heroic choice. Keep your speed steady, tires tough, and mind clear. And when you drive sober, buckle up, and stay alert, you become the guardian of their legacy. This Heroes Day, let your choices echo their bravery. Be an everyday hero. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Alrighty, so they cannot be at the center of the universe, so get other things to center that universe. Talking to your guy 24/7 might be engaging at the start. However, he will start to get wary. Hello, hello.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm fine. Why are you speaking English today? What happened?
No, it's not me.
It's not you. Hey. Oh, it's not me. Someone else. Okay. No problem, someone. Yeah, no, it's not me. Mm-hmm. We're asking for ways to get the guy to marry us. The guy is taking long, man, so we want to start pretending.
You need to make some of us, ne, so I could ja. I see, my dear, she would have gotten them people. We were just guided, man. Mara, you need to get married very early.
Early?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Opara, and then if you want marriage, then that is the time.
Okay.
Is
there a reason why we need to get married early?
You need to think from history.
Okay.
Yes. So, ne, akongwa, eh, ya kongwa, di dada, Yeah. They have to learn from each other like that. Wote ko, shosho wete, ome minarishi mwaja nti, haburu kwiti mikila. Shafi, okusha aroso paje, kile kukutate mwaja opuo. Wote ko, he only know one man. He doesn't know anything outside that. Shosho wete nengi unare, shoharinga hakala mambo mono. Ndeya sanda akara kufimba timbulimwe haidi vinike nga. Chashike shishi uvite. She doesn't know. Mateko, asana hapo shiri ye, yali nga havuru kupuguma.
Yeah.
Maafu nikazi lewe no. Now, imagine ne, mesimbo jopaisi. Toho kama, uno ngura nengo vijo mirongo mbali, nastano nengo mirongo ndati. Mara, kono wakara nene arumentu nengo vijo mirongo ndati. Mangani.
Yeah.
That's the worst scenario. And you want the marriage to work. How? That marriage is not going to work, my dear. That marriage. It cannot work.
Okay.
Ne? Chashi, mando mirongo na nombo. Awambati mosu, ae, dalipu wangu ya zesa kura wasan. Ouno kukashu nunamo. Sasi natango sawa ipo kima puwa nao. Ne? Wakukano puwa nao natango.
Yeah.
Nende uri nga nangu uno kama liyo. Natango waira amosu uhoro me. You're still beautiful. Paizu nguya aja karapungwe shaye kumona natango tiku haru. Chane mwari ankarapuwa mwia puja. Kaya puka rana kuli. Pamburugwe apo natango because that memory is still there. The solution is to get early. Get married early. The longer you take. Oh, kiroto atazaro ndi kwa kwa kwenye. Mwe, stoka ombora, toka karane, eh?
Yeah.
Wakara anua, eh? To have a peaceful life, marriage. Itashishio. Aye, toka uno peaceful life. Ngikanda pa mejepu ina, that is sustainable, but let's talk about how, why.
How we are going to get the guy to marry us, to ask us.
Yeah. Takaruganda kwa sustainability.
You know? How you want to get out to sustaining the marriage while we don't even have it yet?
How to get is like this. It's all about decision. You know, when you are young, you are so selective.
That's the
problem. When you are young, you are beautiful. Then everybody is on you.
Yeah.
Paife ngo tuline meti mudina no joma hautoni chike angu no kuna iPhone angu no kuna kamaru angu no kwacha 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 nengo muri ko score ange ya ne. Anangu ni yani imaru angu no yarando kuki like that. That is the only big mistake that you make because ne. Na ashita wata mege kuronga ange ya. Metanga ndo to heminga pa kweta dai kumba dala like that. When you are young, you are selective.
But what about me that wasted my whole entire youth with this person that is not marrying me 10 years? Now I'm stepping into my 30s. I met this guy when I was 20.
But you guys, when you are young, you are selective. Popo, ovuruku, oshosho, ovuruku, kawapo, spara. Get a potential person. Ne? For you. Shafuma, tishawe, nitara. Otocha, ara, oshotaka, rasuwaru. Ne? Shida, kwa mungi, ana, imo, karasane, ngepumpu, ndotocha, ara. because he doesn't be around the hook, and you think it's going to be like that. Just think. Imagine you are young. You're sure not this.
You're
putting my hands on. Oh, I'm going to make a donut in the report. That thing, right?
Yeah.
Pundu. I say, oh, I'm going to develop a machine. Yamwe in the process ape for notaga yuno na hukura paka pobuteko. Yamu bako toka maro haka olmezaka di grupo si masia shokwa pangero. Pobuteko?
Yeah.
Chasi ushikucha nacho agamete tu hori paramos.
You like faces. So,
that's why she showed the shard of the person that she was a girl. Itahara Taroka Kalana, Enoka Kalana, Jira, Sasokahara, then the poor Tapundurangunum, Tai, what to go like that, Sashi, who can then open by Sashi, Okunasas to go anytime. Okakana Jetakatino contained Hoto Yokunoka Maria. Lokuni Harataka and the Kapuka Metaka Ramoska.
Taningibu madama mos.
Iye takara nuka dona mbiyoshi sana de kucha koruma sumbi tripi no pot. Wete ko?
Yeah.
Ai se na kare di ne mos sex free spirit. Opo oso oso omoneta ka. Sa si me onu mentu. Epuko di hanging. When you are young. Not to be the referee at the young age. That's a referee by itself. It's a little bit of a You can't. Marange uno na kaulipungo uliko ina. Negonyo koto ningi.
Kuna referee.
There's no referee there. Taku unu nkurukazi. Ete yanga age. Nenge ku unu kakazi. Sa unu kakazi na kama. Nako kafa referee shashi. Okotake kupangere nari.
Yeah.
That she okay jealous. Nango we could have kucha I pa mutaka kachangini, pa mutaka ni ke sens. What the go I taka ni ke sens, that's why I cannot. Ne shao no kurugado to ti ah kwafisha show ne. What the you want peace in the house. You want to keep the marriage.
Yeah.
So those are the two dynamic. You need the referee when you are young.
So that's the reasons why. The reasons why you should get married.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't ever. You have a young men who are on a sex spree.
Sex spree?
Tahara, who would have hango?
Yeah.
I don't know who I know, human.
Yeah.
But if a couple kate like that, in a harai kupanger. Ciao, it was a sex spree. No harai kupanger.
Yeah.
No hara na ki doya di namas. Tia di ni nesi. Tia di ni sashi yenge shika.
Yeah.
Na tango to te ni kwa tapu yangu ni mas. Mm-hmm. By if you can, they are selective.
Mm-hmm.
By if any, you all of you when you are young, Omugara ne mamba matiza mbaye limo sex that is the limo wiro.
Yeah.
Wudu.
Yeah.
Ya pande wiro. Na nengu kadona to pande wiro.
Mm-hmm.
Amuhuma panda ya wiro mo.
Yes.
So.
The falling.
Paifu otoka cha. Ana shikita andi getting married. E puronyo ntali kia unongo na ngatwa mhe.
Yeah.
Ulimo kutinga ka.
Mm-hmm.
That question.
Mm-hmm.
To ulimo uli beyond the device.
Mhm. Ainga ndiri ku 34.
Sasa ke pipi joine he ina kuhara ori ku ambuyo sho no pata uya mumake.
Mhm.
Ta dira mo.
Yeah.
Ngo wa mbe pika timpono wa mona pona ngu no nuju ya ali nani ne mta. Mhm. Wa mokashi da kwa ka mokashi udifonya.
Yeah.
Ka mokesha ndat. Oko.
Yeah.
Taife otomo no jano.
Mhm.
Ne?
Mhm.
O problema ne. Like in your cases, you are saying, if that's a fact, problem is shall we be, in a relationship, ne? Non tu to carara unana unon. Ma anatango zimo relationship unti noko kana ma anatango zimo to
kaval.
Tate. Natango kashi vure na angweli mi.
Hmm.
Na angweli mo shashi. Onto kwadina refuri.
Mm.
Wadeko, kwadina refuri. Paife ngono kwafara ntumbe azane tanga kwa mbo refuri tahiki. Ndesha ara aninge puke tahiki doa, yota denge refuri.
Mm.
What is that?
Why?
You see?
Mm.
Therefore, onto kwadina refuri.
Yes, ondino iliku refuri. Okay, quickly hold the line, Tateke.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the hybrid face-to-face and online annual international conference on sustainable and equitable financial system. FEFS. To take place on the 21st and the 22nd of October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academians and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, visit the university website at www.unam.edu.na.
Anashima shanto potoshi kenana. Desi brenga, yeka anda concentrating a shanto si popika mara shinto tili ma familia
abstracts. The abstracts. Yes. Academians and researchers and practitioners, they must go and submit their abstracts. Yo, you viteko.
For what name?
For their hybrid system. There's most a hybrid, there's an the annual international conference that is taking place, and it is about, sustainable and equitable financial systems.
Oh, talking.
Yes. So it's on the 21st and the 22nd of October.
Yeah. Now, you need to listen to the consequences now.
Yeah.
But
we already understand why we are in a bad situation that the crazy. So teach us how we are going to trick these guys.
You need to understand the problem first.
The problem is that we are allowing too many nonsense things. In our youth, we don't want to settle down, especially if the guy is our age, because that time, the guy is nice and broke, The guy is very much in love and he's willing to really just have a good partner. The problem is that men's the niceness about men only becomes in their 30s. That's when they are nice. When they got it. That's when the money is stable. That's when they can look nice and be nice. And that happens later on in their lives, not at the beginning.
Yeah. My dear, when you are under 18, So under Tomano Scola, Ninga Tomano, under Shauliko University.
Yeah.
Mm. So, by that time, shone toka mane university.
Yeah.
Wadoka meke uni marwawe.
Yeah.
Oama ndipangela.
Ndipangeler.
Eh.
Apangela myself.
Aise ngao toha ndinga nembe ya ili pomba dae kuhure mpaka nalio.
Yeah.
Yone mbo no.
Mm-hmm.
Ombe ya iye jana omo inaapuwa mwana tango. Asungo yu ayanga maso.
Mm-hmm.
Yo eri me setimu ya no me 35 uka telefoni.
Mm-hmm.
Aise mbea losa iza wina ya kara yota ya mwende ure mangamu.
Mm-hmm.
Uteko. So, that's how the total confusion is. I feel no quite a shame, for thing, you put out your haron cardon.
Yeah.
It's fine. Marastakataramone, Mugadonamono. When I'm where you are young, my person went Okiro Laron that I go. When Yene and I, Nakara in a Hakupanger,
yes. In
Igirakara non cardonum, like that.
Yeah.
He's cheating on the other side. You are cheating this side. Yote kishimona kuchana nyokara ponastumba. Yote te kuesa. Yota kongo pogum. Okushara. Taka mona pondue lihuepa. Na huta inatango.
Same story.
Teru faraguru kwa. Taka kari elifono kuchana nyaka shivuri. Opos. So, so, it only means that that for, Which I say, so, Kunangane, this is no better than a local Tiriqua.
Kutiriqua, my dear. Yes, my dear. Birth control.
Yeah, so, your people here now, not for Tiriqua Ninga, and make a positive value. What is going to happen there? Chitaka Manon Quaita, Tagamane Quaita, Gina.
Five kids. Yeah.
Five different mothers.
All of them.
Big, eh? Mm-hmm. Different mother, woman, eh? Okwempuno nuju tatu. Womokwempu yari. Womokam. Na hu tatu kumenga ya no nuta. Baby, she take okokanene panangweza katana ne ulipano, ne? What is going to happen there? Takacheye, warundo keta shivurika. Shawa adana memento agajwa. Oka anake busetu kamepontu.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's no need for you to be angry with another lady about these things.
Yeah.
No. Like that. What is the solution there? Solution, do it very early. Stop being selective.
So we may just marry anyone that asks us, Nethandadara. I don't want Nethandadara. I want a nice guy, a cool guy, most. An attractive guy, most.
Okay, maybe the other thing that we forget is to think there are perfect men and women.
Yeah.
And they are complete. There's no such a thing. Then, Shashi, one day, me, Unquanina and Aguita, they should work on Quanina, they should. Not that he. If the name was the Unquanira, Kabumo. You kept waiting at him, but I put four. That's what I'm talking about. And the monomy. She must yam or yaka kunun very perfect.
Yeah.
That's what the king wants to say. Even if it sounds offensive to say the kabunun king then on
them. Yeah.
Not really like that.
Yeah.
Sahari Kurumushim. Harunga Oshicha, like Tashkuru Rumamba.
Yeah.
O Pokon Ukon, Sajingo and Yepuko. She might have come with that chuck.
Yeah.
Then you know you made a mistake, or poorly, like that.
Yeah.
So, if you guys are, you are just trying to hand the perfect man, and perfect woman. Tara, it has she would have the perfect woman, and I'm going to be in that time.
Shashandro Kakufa Panaremos, if you are so perfect.
That's a bonobasu for an aggravating term with.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to know. O how tough the yo madera papito oh bromina ngon balinda onte.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, oh ya kingwa man.
No, my dear, ya kingwa.
Joshua Teti, the better man is just to pick. Not to pick just anybody. Maro kuchara, the only thing. When the kucha, when you are young, hakunangwe shishide da kucha, what is outside there?
Yes.
Hamu irongwara, noho.
When
I speak from my experience, for instance, I had the time in Andika, when you are young and you get married, you have one of those protocols, those strict laws. You are still young. In my name, I know I think it was me. These are Kembo, those are Honda in Momoso. You are no longer at sleep. That's why the other time you are saying, don't take things too serious.
Too serious. It's not everything that needs an argument.
You see? Don't so much take advantage of things.
Yeah.
Paiso putoka mana kucha. Paiso ne gumo shakara mukwera.
Yeah.
Itakokorok. Yeto atamone kucha nani kukaronsa ne ohopanga wajashikishike. Chite ane mojo kana mono akokoroka. Wakana ano kunu kukadi bai fote pange. Yene nguya huya na yazi. Okuno experience ayi nima yijo kushishi kucha iye. Tupange.
Yeah. Kujaga
ipopono. Wete ko. Oshimina sigirira ne. Ne, nenge umestazi hono yo kwa kokoroka inahoka nandi shikwa katagwira rafo. Maashata ikaja okui. Hape ura leo kama inamo. Nenge ino hape nduke temporade. Wakati ya andota hokana, he think he can still do the same again.
Yeah.
Yo pati mbakucho ntungo ta hokana. Keshe, it's not a child.
Yeah.
Eteko, mbuyontuna e, Nanande up to Kanokanja.
Yeah.
Then have been at a time in Yamatura.
Yeah.
But whatever is the difference? And when we are also at Konguka Don, at Konga Mat, we never sometimes trying to interrogate in a smarter way to so that you can understand the nature of this person, how this person grown up.
Yeah.
Mama. Me, I have a cousin who cannot go.
A gala.
Mat.
Okay.
Ah, they put a girl.
Oh, January.
What the hell? Sometimes what the guy.
Yeah.
Sashi, you can me, if I put the heart to him.
Yeah.
Lengika atereke okuhamba. Ushishinaye kujini maru kuhamba.
Yoko hambu ya ito al. Yoko hambu is just for as long as we eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, muu kwa jane wachanga.
Hmm.
Kariko mwe, unkadana umwe, mwe kaya nina ni.
Hmm.
Wa kara hotu ura leo. Maana yunga tunangu. No, muintero kaita na upore kucha.
Hmm.
It's not easy to ask, me. Sometimes, ne, matra kwa gasto limos.
Yeah.
Ah, mga katuna ito, ne. Ah, handi ang ame mbondi. Tapendure nyange, ande apigura. Oh, ah, man, na haraka.
Hmm.
Go upuwa, ne, kucha. Ngo nota responda, da tingi.
Yeah.
Sa, si, unge siya ando, ngo to, kita te, ngo, saye. O, peura, ne, no.
Hmm.
O, singa, o, yo, a boyfriend, girlfriend, damos, nota.
Yeah.
Then you had an opportunity to understand. Shower money and then put your whole good on any kind of happy with a little car in a carton.
Yeah.
Nengaina and you have a group in the catapult at the queen. Then make sure you must do the same.
Hmm.
Then go into what?
Yeah.
I think, oh, man, go up on a pocha. I didn't any man for mono. You happen to get that play. I'm in no that is.
Yeah.
Mango into Korangwe, Maga, and your hotel and no into Kor. Then, are you not finding mathematics?
Or learn to deal with it if it's fine with you. Maybe she does other great things, and you don't really care about waking up at night. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In most instances, I think, Nara Kurun Tumu, Elsa Rongo Pirongan, because Sasi, ohaningi, osite. O, saka, nane, kucha no, o mati. Katanani. Akutu anga, ae, ahati nga shaye no mati. Utaranga muno na waje.
Yeah.
Ah, ohaningi, kukana nengete nga kucha koka, ae, kukwetu. Akatunanga, kusirongo no maje, mono mono katana.
Yeah.
Yo, oyadinga monaro sabe, shashe shikuja ohedome bomo no, odiringi.
Yeah, and they match ours to some degree.
Yeah, they match ours to some degree. But if any day, we ask that, to have that autonomy, over whom we want to marry.
Yeah.
Whom I want to be with.
That we are marrying apparently for love.
Yeah, we are marrying for love. As if love doesn't exist. Mara, we are not doing enough research.
Yeah.
Just on the behavior of the person and the family background, how are these people?
Yeah.
Only how you know Mazuma, Onde con una naso y tara ta coro cosi la cara en parte casi vure
ya
allá vete go mara tu ta no tome there's nothing like meaning for love and even today we have this conversation because when you interpret things a man and a woman relation from a western concept you are going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Did you know that love has existed, but they never talk about it?
Yeah.
Because it's by default.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silent love to us, it's silent.
Marirumbu
lava, o inakwe pa combat. O kuku, oe ya tara inimi, ine, ne? Number one, o mahupir. Uteko. Number two, okutanisa, oshiwa o generation
yeah.
Number three, o security. Number four, pride.
Mm-hmm.
Of family, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Mara society ne, in my hands, they made it out of love.
No?
But they never said about it. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Society, o kana akuto haika ganja momake ego family je te kuchuka makao takavuru ke no majo piro takavuru kutane ke zimo jao where they go? Well, no security in terms of food, in terms of what you're making up.
They're there,
then the family is going to have a pride in it. They have to do it out of love. Joshua had to pay fee, you know, but they couldn't go love, even if this, those things are not there. You understand? They teach you love, but there's a couple of mahopi. You see? Nende to pua onto the kufigiru nona te kufigipo itaka tahoga non tu. Marangwe why you were there apparently because of love. So what even the future thing was not the it was a silent. It was a silent. Because in Mandono Okukushe Karana then love is there and the future is there. Because tomorrow our generation is in my to keep.
Yeah.
I know you guys are married for love.
Yes.
How can opponent to talk a cara?
We are married for love us.
How can you have a sex with the person who don't like us? Who love us?
We love them. That's why we're having sex with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So she needed to Mara ne.
So now how are we supposed to get this guy?
Yeah?
How are we supposed to get him? You are telling us about why we didn't, why it's not working, and why when we get there, what we must do. Pay that to me and then give him that. Oh.
It's
one, you must be their peace. Yeah? Be their weakness. Yeah? And why we must be their weakness. Then the next time, the next one, number two, is we must give time to ourselves so that we are not always with them. Eh?
Tara, what the last
one? Untumpano tohara kushenda shinje kencho chara straight. Katuna nini mae niyo advice akaya pefa tuenda shiru zerera zerera. Atuyara straight. Shino shafa toa konga angatuken tulilemo shamiku jashi.
Tara, ini mambi wapo bifo no?
Yeah.
Mara last time ande kurombere teti. Opo kungon to mwenye. Then the heart must be surprised.
So you must surprise these men.
Yes.
Surprise them with what? What do they like?
You know. How do you know?
We must be nice to them, what? How to rombere neku janto ya hala ike? Shashitaka tu shishi, that's why we are dating for 10 years. Atu shishi clearly. Wahakucha ne in those 10 years I can't on my best behavior. Ondiri on my best behavior no kunye titenye taga eh?
Tara, shosha de ti oi masotango wete ngenge omatike kuhore ne. That's wrong now. You are not going to get it right.
How eh? Untutahara unakushe ndangaka?
Shosha de ti the men must feel jealous of you.
Jealous?
The men doesn't kucha on men who kuvi te kucha taburuku kukanisa and we inahara kukanisa.
Oho, so we must create the illusion of losing us.
Yes. Kasi ngere umma tiket wete ngere kuvi te kucha itaburuku kukanisa. Uteko? Then he can do all those nonsense. And he has to feel jealous and quickly marry. Mara Sara Kunongushu Etekucha, you are irreplaceable.
Yeah.
No. So take three on the Kurima sex is three. Mara and Dini mentioned on Ushibucho Hazin Penny. O Hazin Contushan, Quetukon Tigo, Pogatica, and Arico. Etego?
Shakwa, Indeta, Sapefantuna to attend Dilenia, no?
Oh, imagine that in fact, my long over at
Pepe, I can do she don't go to our thing up with Chayota, Ganja. Pepe Shanga and Andi Ganja, on Nungo Nuta Itaara Koyaque too.
Social media tea and the name. I think she don't go at tea,
yeah.
And the Mistena Ramoheta to Bina Hokanu Danti. I sit at the
right. And to in a Halanga Kambok. A
Hawe? Otaya mundimeka shikesho zira
andu na halane oyakwetu our peers kaishinye is our peers o grupa eto spana etu na hal
taki paise o mel ya kainangu shu
e no te halane
awe o mel yo na amwe de ino ngushungwe isarande akwenika ete ino ngushu sasi ye sasi Sasi yo ya tira yonga manga. Sasi yo potada.
So beba tu ntindi nene na sigo atura kwa kalinga. Ningo ngia.
Tawande kwa mbwela. Weta ama tinaro kwa ya opwea karahu kana.
Tuna tuharo logika nemo conversation anjikata tekwezi. O logiko tuiwe tepe fotoha kushenda ala shinje kencho chilela lela ala kucha. Ontu natu teilutale. Akala akeshi ine shitegele la landeo e mwenya aledi kwa tera kwa mejo. Nenge natumuire kwa nganga, no?
Nga teti, nga ime hau rongi sini mandono, sabi. Oka, oi kwa nganga, rongi soka amata.
Ya.
Ito haitu tuka.
O shoneta tuka mbadala mpaka mainta nkwa sele. Tulombwela ne kucha hae ninge. Gaka zona.
Nga ande kupa naro flow imeka. Kucha, the best way. Create a value for yourself so that the men feel like
you are valuable.
You are irreplaceable.
Yeah, you must be irreplaceable. You must be better than everybody.
Yeah. Because I have to tell you the truth. Did you know that my wife, the top and normal go to school? Donoro nanga mubia kandi pongata ndende mana nanga kishinane ni mendonore la oko handi tolu kazi noro edo wana mana uiporu ya rengi
ya
paifu ye okanagashi kita ere ndaka atikasi mini kemaya ino inashikaraka mani paile skrumu yonkine kita ere anafo. But a man, Marasandu, where she puts her? A tip with. Top editing in Nicolavera.
Okay, Natia Konga can be she get that a key?
Ah, where you get
me? And make it to Popo in Dalena Lela to Hanjo Ganakwe too. It's either Konganga, Ningo Natuninginan.
Aha, wende kupa nare o framework.
Ine ha framework angana ha torombo nje kucha. Aye, ninge shende ninge.
Tara ndi kurombere. Sho wete teti, nga ndi kurombere.
Tu mwile kwa onganga tati. Nyonye mbono ansi kuze rombo kumo mambo geto. Nye mwende, nye mwende na nsonjala. Tato ningala. Toto ha nekwe kuenda pa uyuki nenge. We want to do things correctly. But the way you guys are not giving us the correct information. I'm tired of being with the same person for 10 years. I want this one to marry me. What must I do? Be his weakness? Yeah.
Oi manendo ushirombwero. Wete shawa to.
Nanghala kulogwa shapo. Sashi even the way you are talking wa fara no hala antu ya lowe.
Nga shosho teti kucho toka rongiso o shortcut engi ni ontu toi e toka ne ontu sa e kutara o kuita rafa taru nyengeri.
O shonen ku engeri oko nenda hala hoka harikana.
Mara ngande kupo framework kucha.
Ne ha framework ngai nganda harara o shim shukili.
create an environment where you, where he thinks you are irreplaceable.
Okay, so basically what you are saying is, I must have the element of surprise. Surprise is being the different kind of woman that he has ever had in this world. So basically what we do with the men is we figure him out. Kucha, anongkwaita ngunona na mongkara mwenyewe, okwa pumbwa shike. Eh? Then you become that thing that he needs. If he needs somebody to be talking to, then you become the person that you know. Like, oh no, baby, you can talk to me. Eh? If he wants somebody, if he's tate sharing his family and, washiri o problem adi akwe, ungwe, ungwe toka ronkwasi.
Wete, any problem in a social science, ne?
Eh.
No social science is like a human, social, almost a human relation. So that he, we must have Bokova, or Shima Kucha, Moses, a science. Oh, Nara, Nengo Momosa, and Samuel.
Yeah.
Oh, no, creating a theoretical framework to solve the problem. Casting a good theoretical framework. So, man, I was in the solution. We are not going to get it.
We will get the solution.
So, that you grow a good jar, eat a work with an etanga dinareho.
Please hold the line, then we can go ngako.
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
Good evening! Yes, that the Kwezi. Man, I'm going to pam with Sotana, coming and jagger like Shatu Shitara pam when I'm going to Moka Botola. Mamoka Botola, come on, she moved in Nate at the Kwezi, even if I'm
not in a problem.
Good approach. Yo, go and get in and that. Irreplaceable. Be irreplaceable. Eh?
I don't care how you are going to do it. If you cannot create that environment.
Create an environment of being irreplaceable.
You are not going to get it.
You must just be the best there ever was in life.
You see, I don't know, but... Now, that you have no, you don't have command. Cannot command. You don't respect the rules. Yeah? Because no relationship in the rules. If there is a relationship between you and the men, There's a reciprocal relationship there.
Mm.
For you, it's automatic. Ne? It's on top of respect. But for a man, it's love.
Yeah, it's love.
Because men, what is on top, the sound is love.
Love.
But respect is silent.
Mm-hmm.
It's by default.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, what? But so it's respect. It's just respect, but basically. You guys don't care about those love things.
Ungadi must respect. Love is silence. Is by default. Can combat.
Okay, so basically, you respect me because you love me. Like that.
There's no way I can respect you for.
No, I'm saying like that is how you view a woman's love, which she respects me because she loves me. That's how I know she's the one.
Chasi, respect the shy apo.
Yeah.
The moon start to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Asi manek. Ano nyo respect anji mwahara mwahara ne tatu ya kongoro tafakati ma. Ningongi nyan imbobo ta e tatuli kongoro. Ningongi nyan. Yetate.
Maybe I did not tell you. Kucha, usi kila kucha. Kejo mat, unumetune.
Yeah.
O paputo. In a certain house.
Yeah.
Abuzwa kuina nengakara ene kwata sanona ina nengina na kintu ya kuka ya na kintu ya mwini.
Yeah.
Kucho amu ina directly kuche cousin.
Mm.
Narane the way hatiritingwa kuina nengika amaina. Oimasho hakara harane onki itenu kwa changa. Imagine an assertion to Colombia, which are imagine Aaron to Matti Apotuka. They know him put at it. I am better than you.
Sure. How can you match up with that one?
I'm in a donor. I ain't expecting almost like whether she talked to Domus or Momos.
Mm.
On my money was so now, and you must be respected. So I dear Uta Varona Gadona. Wezi nengeria kama nani yoye kero nengeri poka tishio na kuwa kwao mara those cases ne oyaputu zamu kwa chama kujia they must respect it. Hani ni almost everything I you know hani ningi na hani nyamu kura ini maisha na mos nengo eke amuina akifa kimbata kapona ngu nyamu kuri ya di just is like that. Mara ne ne shineta koko
yeah.
In that environment,
yeah, because that's how he was raised.
Yes, but one day you want to raise a voice against him. We are just a donut for to ourselves, Shashi. And I have said that you in a haraku moningori seja utare kucha ne. On tungwa haro wunya.
Yeah.
Joshua and the toa danon to tati. No, I can do it on kadam. Kewa karamo ni. Being your mother, being your sister, being your cousin, being your auntie. Nengo kukata kuposhini.
Yeah.
Kiyo garaza iti kunoro mother. Sa kunoro mother, unkitu kumadaki.
Shili.
Wena unkitu kutoko ngona kwe kunshi.
Because we look at the women that were presented to us, and then those are our examples as men now.
Yeah.
Tungongeko neta te kwedi tungongeko. Se tutsikili. Wamana ngao. Okay, so ngera tutondoka mo poenda the two to summarize, it's you must have the element of surprise, and what we mean by surprise is be irreplaceable in a sense of doing things differently that appeals to him, and that is the element of surprise because you must be different from other women. That's one.
Then the second one is create an environment where jealousy is also available. Eh? No karara, nobody's jealous of you. He doesn't get jealous even when you go there. Not to say that you must create doubt, but just oshimashia kucha, oh, like, you know. You were just telling me that my shoes are nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then we go into be valuable, which is basically in the element of surprise and irreplaceability. Valuable. You must be valuable. You must be an asset to the company. You must be an asset to the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our tools. So that to shilongo mongao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not somebody's problem.
Yeah. As long as you achieve this.
So that you can be irrepressible.
So at least we know what to ask for. Kucha ndikarendiri irreplaceable. Itavuru kukusanje pekara janje, please. Onda hara kukarandina ungushukuye nai. Iwanga nando aitutuka no mwahoka na narondo motuli nali. Oh, na itutuka aromotuli. Noho ano iwanga ika renewing wa noho.
Oh, ayo shirina wa shashi. Yeah. Kwa imo ngwe, tuka kongo fomo raku karikapu.
Yes. Anto taha kongereka. That is the aim. 20 wangereka holiki. Kutpahara ho.
Yeah.
Kutpahara ho ka, katu naena zo pife shashi no taninga mon simbo na imo relationship apifo tpahara arashi njeken chochi straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuchatu shirongo mwana straight mbara mbara.
Aye, ojo. Na kura non ziwako. Naika se paso non.
Naika weno landi.
Naika weno mtala jiwa.
All right, Tate Kwedi. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. So today we're asking the question of how to get the guy to propose. To be honest, it doesn't sound like a conversation that you guys are thinking like, oh my goodness, like, but how can we have this conversation? What matriarch? Brur, eh? I think it is time, eh, that we just go shinjek and church. Because how can you be in a relationship with somebody, boyfriend, and do you know we are aging? Eh? We're aging together. Eh? I met you when I was fresh, fresh and young. And now we have our sets of gray hair coming in and you are my boyfriend. I know. Eh? If you're not going to come forward, me, I will come forward for you. So we were told today by gentlemen, if you would like to participate also, if you would like to come and give us pointers. Eh? Shashino, as we want to know, guys, the last resort is onganga. Eh? But trust me, people are crossing. People are crossing to go to whoever. They're going to Shimbingwe. Why do you think your girlfriend went for a weekend? And then when she came back, she just looked so radiant. It's because she dulled your eyes, bro. She's just the same. Eh? But you see her different. Because people are tired. Eh? They started nicely. Eh? They were cooking your favorite meal. Dishing left, right, and center. Eh? Even trying out new things. I like women on top. A person you had to go and Google these things. And then still nothing. Eh? No problem. Proposal. All 20 of my friends are all married for the past 5 years. It's just still me, the single one. My friends still say things like, yeah, but you wouldn't understand because you're not married yet. But when you get married, you'll understand. My friends are saying such things to me. And you think that me, I'm not getting tired. You think that I'm listening to the matriarch just because I'm bored or what? I'm listening, eh? So that I can calm my heart. Please. Eh? So, please, if you guys have any advice on how to go shinjek and chochi to get the guy to propose, right? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. So we've had very, very insightful information that we have been given by a couple of gentlemen. And also, the nice thing about it is the fact that these gentlemen, they are married. So they're telling us about how they felt, you know? How they felt, which is like, yo, irreplaceable and asset and, you know, like
valuable and surprise, and they're also telling us about maturity and the fact that there are no good examples out there. And also the one thing that I learned tonight is that men also apparently look at older couples, and they really do say that this is something that they want. They also want to grow old with somebody. They also want to, you know, live a good life with somebody. So it's nice to know that it's not only women that are fantasizing about getting married. Maybe women fantasize about the wedding day, but it's said that men fantasize about the marriage life. And also apparently the examples, right, are the ones that set them off. And any example, even if it is slim to none, right, the ratio, they are willing to also take it very much into account. Because one of the things that happens within everywhere, right, is that some people get married and they don't have children. Where you don't have children, your spouse doesn't have children, then you guys get married, and then no babies come about. And that is also apparently one of their fears. Now you are thinking of, I just want to give birth to my children in marriage. And Habibi is thinking, what if you don't get kids? But I don't know why men don't think like, what if I don't get kids? What if it's me? They never think it's them. Even though miscarriages are caused by the DNA of others, but we are just saying. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those conversations where I'm like, they want serious women, but they want you to tolerate nonsense. You must be a serious tolerator. Eh? Serious at tolerating things. And also, your outbursts, the way your outbursts is the way you represent yourself when you are angry. Apparently that one also plays a role. You see the double standards. So basically, what they are saying here, the writers of our guide for tonight, right? What they're saying here is that there are 7 easy ways to get a guy to propose. First of all, number one is become his weakness. Yeah. Become the kryptonite. Become, you know, like, oh wow, I just can't live without you. So now if we took it from the context of our conversations tonight, we can say that maybe, just maybe, it's that irreplaceability that we say is a weakness. Because if you become irreplaceable to somebody, then that means they become codependent on you. That means they need you. And the 21st century is saying otherwise. They are saying that people must not need you. They must want you. Sis, if you're tired of being wanted, and wanting to be needed, become the weakness, okay? Become irreplaceable, become, have an element of surprise within your nature, and become the weakness. And then also, give yourself time and importance. So, when I started this conversation tonight, I told you guys, when somebody says using psychology to get him to propose, I always associated with manipulation to some degree, because I know it's enhancing, it's making it better, it's taking it forward when we use a psychological tactics. I get it, I understand. Mara Dalengi, there's still a little piece of me that believes that when people say that they're using psychological tactics, right, I associate it to manipulation straight up. Because when you look at everything, it seems like it's a whole plan that you must sit there and then you must put it together in order to manipulate somebody into. But we don't care. We are manipulating. We don't care. We can, when we get there, we'll cross the bridge. So, give yourself importance time. So this is creating the illusion, brothers and sisters. This is creating the illusion that you have a life, please. So you can either really honestly have a life and have your me time and do your things that make you feel great and things that are important to you. And if you really don't have this and this is the center of your universe, pretend. Pretend as if you have a life. So even if you are going out, right, to go and eat by yourself, You must say that, oh no, I'm going to sit with my friend Kelly. We are going to sit and eat lunch. And then even if you are caught out there and you are by yourself, it can still be Kelly didn't come, but you didn't go home just because nobody was there at the restaurant. I feel very privileged to have the ability to dine alone. To be alone. I feel very privileged that I can do that. There are some people that cannot get out of their houses without an entourage or without someone. Like, oh, how far are you? Me, you can be late for an hour. Ne? I will sit there and do my things and think my things and just be by myself because understanding my own company. I like my own company. And then make some plans that are set to focus on you and your me time. So make plans, like real plans, not just spontaneous things where you just wake up in the morning and you're like, you can be spontaneous because apparently the element of surprise also works. Kucha, this woman, she can just wake up and then she can just go and leave me behind or like, oh, hiara, like maybe. She doesn't even need the right. I don't know. But give yourself, plan for yourself. Plan that, oh no, this morning I'm going to do this for myself, or this morning I'm going to do this that benefits me. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And it mustn't be things that are, you are obligated to do, like responsibilities. Oh, this morning I'm going to take the kids to school. That is a responsibility. It is not a favor. Eh, it's a responsibility. It's your duty. Eh, as a parent, which are, these people must go to school and you must make sure that these people that you brought here, they must go to school. So that one is not you time. Okay. You time is outside of your responsibilities. Make some plans and focus on yourself, you know, work out, start taking care of your skin, your hair, start taking care of yourself, you know, give yourself time for just you in a week. And this is apparently very attractive. This is very attractive to them because apparently you just look like you got it. Yeah? They want an independent, what? They want an independent dependent. Yeah, they want an independent dependent. You must depend, but you must be independent when you are depending. Hey, very nice. Very nice. I know. So you will definitely become more appealing, Vati, to him. And if you focus on beauty and fitness and the essentials to make your guy head over heels in love with you, Vati, also he will, yeah, he would want your attention. And so this is how we are manipulating him. We are manipulating him by taking care of ourselves so that he will want our attention. Hey. And then this way, he will also get to the altar. He will also marry us because now we have started focusing on ourselves, because also we get most comfortable in relationships. Do you guys know that there are some people that get into relationships and they only brush their teeth for the first year, and then the rest of the year, or surely if you forgot, you forgot. But you guys are still kissing and you are what? But you think that your partner doesn't see these things. You think that your partner doesn't see that you let yourself go, and you are very comfortable. Yeah, you're very comfortable. Comfort is the death of everything. And even when you do get hitched, right? Please don't be comfortable. Don't be comfortable. Don't be comfortable for nobody. And then number three. Good evening, beloved.
Good evening, my beloved.
How are you, my dear?
We thank God for life.
Uh-huh.
How have you been?
I have been wonderful and amazing. Where have you been?
I've been wonderful and amazing as well.
Mm-hmm. Where have you been?
Oh, Namibia. The movement.
The movement.
We are exploring research and development.
Wazala.
Wazala.
Is it going well?
We want to get into this kind of common law.
Wazala.
Currently, we have also our own common law.
Mm-hmm. Our own one, an internal one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
An internal one.
Yeah.
So otherwise, how have you been,
mommy? I've been wonderful, been wonderful. Today we are working with, Shinje Kenchochi.
Oh,
oh, oh. The people who is a robbery. It's a robbery. Otalono kaman. We want the guy to marry us. So, how are we going to do it? She may, she like straight take a kucha, itatu tegerere, we want to take a nare, 20 years. Boyfriend, he's my boyfriend.
I am in the nigga, I'm through, I'm just in.
Atun ningingin in eh. Banota atin eh.
Umatanin yo, okay, 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 okay,
okay,
okay, okay, okay, okay,
okay, okay, okay,
okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay,
okay, we are asking Kucha, how do we get the guy ne to just submit and then just really, eh? When I rati de muarande Kucha, I want to marry you, please. Please allow me, eh?
Just convince him.
Atun convincing angini. Shone, eh, opotaham poka? Atun convincing angini.
Give him what he likes.
Like what? What does he like? Other women. Now you give him other women. Now you give him other women.
If you cannot manage the thing, now other people are managing it very well. So then you.
Aye.
Then what?
Well, now you give him other women and then he is liking that other woman more. When quit. So to have who can what? Tulongwele nyako itwa holi kenenge na nyeka nshishi kuchamwe mbangi nyano.
Ano, onu, usiaika wa mwono kuchando puno ni miri ngaho. Owo, totele kikuli ya opetu. Owo, totele kikuli ya ishe. Owo, to anjo respecta.
Okay, you must cook.
Oh, even the delicious fruits is there. Oh, what else do you think the, I don't think that he will go anywhere.
However, is the problem is that he's still there. Kucha is 20 years, he's still there. Me, my problem is, how do you get the guy to get me, to marry you?
Oh, just be humble.
Humble ita shirongo karaka meme. Humble ita shirongo. Oh.
I know, I'm gonna put my attitude at the number.
However, sina tuha kuva kombinga nzoka. Tuhara kucha, ohae ndwa ngini. Tupenyo remedy ya kwetu. Ngero tashi iko nganga. Eh? Na tuene no correct information na kucha.
Nishike ngoko wayo kwa nyane.
Iya, iya, yonuka man. Iya, yonuka ngero pocha na vita vikuwa tatate buwana. Mwishi shinga kuchokuno nkukadha anuwa. Anuwa onganga ta ganjo protection na koo pocha. Eh?
Koo pocha.
Koo pocha. Pochi ngambea. Eh, ya.
Nanduwe konganya nendi yako
ito kwata
nando kumbwe anuwa kupune yoro jime nando kumbwa anuwa olo wa inge nuka ini ba hii pupulu ma
ojacho hii pupulu ay
tala anuwa pupari anuwa kucha nando umbwe anuwa ndo anuka mweke me jimbama na umbwe na umbwe amne hivi hatu kupine anuwa kweta wasu wapa anuwa anuwa kamuka mweke nando umbwe
kwa
hivi hivi hivi. So, upurani ni maimesho shiringa shoyo yoyo.
Epe fatu mwi ilala konganga ne.
Gengo ya konganga, shashonganga ito diku ya nai wetu na kucha shipo fiumwe unyari kadiku hii.
Ojati, onganga na zazila adilongo nao.
Ya konganga, ashota ikupega.
Ha, onganga tavuru wa kukumpa nao, amenunye, inan discrediting ilonga yoyo ya kweni?
Pali anuwa mwewa shamene wonda kwa ya kuhuwa kienga ngande.
Kala kame metate buwana na mwe mweno ushisha akucha nomo Zambia mwe. Mo Zambia mwe mwe muno ka stay with me. Eh? Walikucha. Eh? Walikucha Paulus. Eh? Are you sure you want to marry Agnes? Agnes is the love of my life. Eh?
You know I'm not going to marry you now.
Please apologize the word. Yes, please say sorry. You must just say put in the bottle. Say put in the bottle, Tate Buana. Don't make it like that. We are having fun.
Put in the bottle.
Yes,
now.
Thank you.
Okay, my apology.
Okay, thank you.
Because you know there was a pastor who was preaching.
Yeah.
And it was a marriage ceremony in the church. And the pastor was actually narrating to how people talk about couples, marriage. When the people love each other so much, they respect each other, they communicate.
No, Muhoronjokan. Tate Buana, all of you men that came here today, Muhoronjokan and Nai. Amuhotam popiara about how wonderful. Otampo, Satu popikucha to Oshima tatushi longo mongini, then Ankara wea pomboga. Natuharos o Wenjon wina tui haranjo. Shasho Wenjon no te kwate simbo o tantine kucho my mvurage hengano dilimo o tandi ningine shikene. Hashongate ningisho no. Tandi teleka and koshikutu, eh? Andi gaja, eyo shote ningi. Ndeunkweto shiti ae.
I open that kind of indecision, it must be looked at properly.
Nangaranga unkweta airu akonganga. Ai.
Ah, lengo okenganga akwanya, no no no.
Ah, wita yonuka, oh.
Talimileke de dembali de kopo. No kushimbi taliali.
Akalelanje tuli mokole, babe.
Wanua kabuchani yote. Kabuchani yenge merandula fano. Wanua kwaturo mole. Kwaturo meida fano.
Ya.
Kwaturo merandula fano.
Ukuli merandula sano nengaka.
Winyane. Winyan kwa oeshe li kombete. Yotaktu wanangare postafura amine petara sepedu.
You guys can do it to others, but you guys don't expect the same thing to happen to you guys. So now that's the problem. Eh? So what must we do? So we must just go to the witch doctor, ne? But that's not true. That's not true. That is just things that you are telling us to scare us. But it's not true. Because if the Nganga was fake, why is the Nganga operating until today? It's because he works. His things work. It's working. So pay for atu mwen dengini okonga ngara. Nganga atu nombwere ne ngini ne.
Oh, yo onganga.
Eh, atu nombwere ngini kucha. I just want my boyfriend to propose to me and become my husband. Yeah.
Eh, ne, ini me onganga wa hii espaya neji.
Nanje ongereka?
Eh, ongereka karunga, karunga, ongereka tashirongwa.
Aye, karunga na onganga tan. Kaunga na yonganga?
Ye malo yonganga wa ume ulio na ichila.
Aha we, kaunga na yonganga? Kwa mwene lepe yontu avruku topora efut. Pokati. Andu end. Keshinga yonganga ngao. Yonganga njo.
Yonganga ya yonganga.
Ayo yonganga yo shiku.
Yonganga ni wayo ushiku imekerwa na ushiku kukuninga. Aina ufali yo ayo ukusha yo.
Unganga nangande upewa kukarunga ngeshinye mwapewa unongo weni. Guys. Amina tushi tenya tukeni kukarunga.
Aiva mwaka hai kuningi mwaka waka jinu ngabu mwumu.
Yee maru ini mayacha ngao noho ya iara mukehe gumwe. Ongera ara tovulu.
Yee ulimo nje noho ino mapata.
Yee. Ongere tofulu?
Ndasea olombo anuma pata kutike patale pia kumshango ani ingawa ete kerenga. Toka mwenezo sote ola toli mendo.
Eee. Nga ongere waka kwa ngupule ndati. Oh.
Oo upule ongo.
Eee upulo toko ngo maui amba noshike noshike. Jino ahie jino toko ngo anjokana. Small things man. Why is it wrong? Is it because it's African and it's not from the Europeans?
But you see me? They just reminded me. Let's go back to our roots.
My dear.
Let's go back to our roots.
Nengena tu kwenye tili kaya no mungu wa no nengo ngi ya no na kukuwa nje nenga sani ya tili kwa ajili nto tano tili kama man. That is why that the buena ne that they are just some men oshiri ne when he goes to other women itasikam anto taroroka.
I opo pone pulu taka jo.
Onye na tu kuputa kazi? Tola kana nanga ino umamvula hengo no. But you are not, totine ulino sister, wee. Umkwane zimo. I'm not your cousin, bro.
Mwete mwenge, kani mbane ngaho. Waliku ni nga, waliku ya. Shasha kucheka nwa kove. Upenango mkalo waka kufa po ngeo nyo kwa hizimbruka. Oteke kashunapu.
Oh, ongele ne ina haku karameni ne.
Oh, andiye kemo andaruka nisho andaruka sito.
Kembo noho?
Kembo hino, toka kumbo.
So natu ya konga nga?
Ay, teke nga ngote ngo kumbo, ngote ngo ngote weka tarako. Janeo ike wiki tarako nga ho. Bungi kuchoti tarako nga ipi. Oh, wunye tom siyari ponte, jane puo nga ho kwa liya kona. Puo nga ho kwa muni kuna nga.
Yeah.
So in my name, I very threatening, very fearful.
But why are you not marrying people's daughters? How can you be with me for 20 years, brave, and I'm your girlfriend? We don't care anymore about puko what. We don't care anymore. We are looking for Shinjeken Church. Eh? We are looking for the things here. Tafe geto ka konge drugs anga. Kutade angi kapenya no bro.
Meme.
Yeah. Atu ende ngini. Uncle G and Tate Kwezi, they called and then they said that Uncle G said they men do comparisons and also we must look at the level of maturity and we have to be serious women. Yeah, we must be serious about our lives as women. We must be very serious about our lives. But then we must also be tolerant. Yeah, so we must just start allowing things. Yeah, to just pass us. Vurunga kumwena. Kucha, nando kwendo kapuko kasha, to mwena ngane.
Okay, I'm serious, Miss Yadepo Poinya.
Yeah.
I really agree with it.
Okay, and then apparently we must attend things together. Yeah.
We must do it.
Attend things together.
Attend.
Tatuinga ko hangom. Atuinga ko engagement together, yeah. So and then also we must have the element of surprise within us. We must surprise these men. Eh? We must surprise them with the way we are. Kucha wow. Mbodion dino didi. Wow. We must surprise them. Yeah. And then also we must also try and make them jealous.
Yes.
Yeah. So they must be jealous of me. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I must be valuable and then I must be irreplaceable. So that is what I must do. Yeah. So you said we must cook and we must respect them.
First, those are virtues.
Food. I can also put something inside the food and then I don't have to do all these other things. No. This sounds like a lot of work, man, for one man.
You know what, man?
That's going to disappoint you.
All those things that you have mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't, you see, because I need, even when I'm, when people say, no, this is Angobwana's queen.
Mm-hmm.
And even they say, no, we saw her somewhere. I say, no, that cannot be. And it's true with my own heart. Now from the bottom of my heart, I know that, yes, this one is more so faithful, trustworthy, dependable, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who doesn't compromise, you know, that thing, you know, even when you, I know that, you know, this one is the richest wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of degree,
mm-hmm.
that level. So that gives you the confidence that, yes. And you know, if you have that thing, you are, my friend, that trustworthy moment, like the mission there,
mm-hmm.
you think then, there's no doubt that you enjoy that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy that marriage.
It sounds like it's a lot of work, man, for one man. It's not like you're getting 10 men. You're just getting one guy. All this, so much effort, too much effort like this for this one guy.
Yeah, but it's not because they come naturally. They flow naturally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not difficult to maintain it or to manage. It's very simple because these things come. And the grace of God is there, you know, and the strength, you not even feel the burden. All you feel is the enjoyment, the satisfaction,
okay,
the attainment of that peace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So everything will just flow on its own, and that companionship that people are talking about when you are.
So we must become his friend.
Yes, also, you are even become your best friend.
Mm-mm.
Because your best friend,
must
be your best wife, actually. Not the opposite sex.
Mara, the person doesn't really, she like my best friend, huh? He's a very boring person, Me and my best friend are to dangle story. Him, he doesn't want to talk about people.
Yes,
apparently, him, he doesn't talk about people.
You know, there are people who are in the
middle.
When they talk is when they are angry, when there's friction. That kind of life. You must be jesting, running, turning, okaduma, kamuta, chamumbo, no.
Anotamwiti dhani na CEO ngini. Oh. CEO no pijama yo suta. Ona khala yaye osuta.
You kuna mbole.
Af. Tamiti da. Apo toka rombira kucha. I'm not in the mood for this tomfoolery.
Kena kuku kulombira kucha ngeli mo mood ka.
Yokutondoka ne membo.
Yeno. Tanto ndoka buruko matirenga.
Quite an you guys are not realistic. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Shinjek and Chochi. We're just trying to get the man to the altar. That's it. We're done with all of this, go around like this, do this. Guys, we are just looking for the advice. Kucha, how do we get the guy to the altar? You guys are all giving us reasons as to why the guy is not going to the altar. We don't care anymore. Now, we don't care about his emotions, what anymore. It's just time, eh? If he's not going to do it, we are going to do it. But we are not going on one knee. We are not the ones that are going to ask other people to marry us so that they can be insulting us every day. No, we are not doing that. The number in studio is 0832888401. That is the number in studio. So they said here that become his weakness, one, and then give yourself time and importance. You must be important to yourself and you must give yourself that kind of time. And then give hints. Now the hints that we are giving as women, is those things of giving him the phone when it's marriage pictures and then you are following married groups, what. And then every time you see a wedding picture, you're like, hey, don't you think this would look nice on me? Those are very very obvious hints that women are giving these days. How to get your boyfriend to propose. Drop hints, Vati. This is one way you can try when everything else has started failing. Because now you have been the perfect one. You have been amazing, amazing, amazing. The top girl. Eh? You have been his peace. I don't understand this his peace thing. Are they peaceful? Why do they want so much peace? I'm peace. I just want you to be peaceful. Why? Don't you know that living is an extreme sport? Anyhow. Calmly share your thoughts, Vati. Calmly being the keywords. Calmly share your thoughts with him about moving to another place, to finding a better job and to finding better opportunities, or moving to somewhere else, or moving in together. And start talking about actually accommodating the same space and moving forward with careers. Eh? Like, okay, so maybe you can also add on to your paper already, so that you can get a raise at the job, or you can get like a job that is higher because now you went to school for it, and then we can move in together, because this signifies growth. You know, it signifies growth. It seems signifies that we must get to the next level in the relationship. We've been working at the same places the whole time. We've just been here in this one place the whole time. So how are we going to get to the next spot? Mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter if you don't have any real plans of moving. Just create the thought. You see, I told you. Manipulation, but just create the thought so that you start hinting at progress. You start hinting at where we're going. Now you women are out here asking people like, yeah, where is this thing going? How? Why must somebody answer that for you? You can most also see you are in it. You can see where it's going and where it's not going. You guys can see that there's no car here. We are here. Yeah? And even if we were to be footing upon a furur. So, let's not ask questions. Let's hint about progress. Let's hint about movement. Let's hint about growth. That start spending more time with your friends, brur. Hey, this is all just, hey, start spending more time with your friends. Start going out with your friends, my dear. Those friends that you left because you are in a relationship and you are happy. And now your relationship is so long and it didn't materialize. Eh, didn't materialize to the level which you thought it was going to materialize to in less time, right? Now, you have iced out all your friends. Like, I think that you guys are very, I don't want to call you guys names. That's just inappropriate. I don't want to call you guys names, but it goes back to the center thing. Like, when you make this person the center of your universe, right? To be honest, nobody really likes this, the limelight like that. Eh? You can't breathe without breathing from me also and inside my direction, and we must be together 24/7. When I miss you, I miss you. It's cool. But life must continue. That is why people that are so smitten by each other, né, they lose a lot of money. They lose a lot of money because all they are doing is most just come up being in love while their money is going. Start spending time with your friends. How to get him to propose, right, is give yourself some space. When a guy enters your life gets centered on him, and then you don't get much time with your friends. You routinely avoid week after week with your friends because you are now in this relationship. In the long run, your friends quit responding and quit asking you to come and hang out with them because you're in a relationship. So they start doing their things by themselves. Even the ones that, especially the ones that were already in relationships when you were not in a relationship, and then you stepped into the relationship world, and then you just decided that this is my world now. They are still there having tea and coffee. Life continues without you, my dear. It continues. So get back into the swing of things. Eh? You hardly receive any notifications from them anyways. You hardly receive any form of communication from them, because I would also get tired if like for a whole 2 months, ne, I'm inviting you itueni. The only place where you come is wedding and funerals, eh? And then you come with your partner. So even our things that we want to laugh, we cannot laugh them because you are with your partner. Eh? So start being with your friends. Now that you're trying to make your guy to propose to you, you need to show him that you have other people in your life to spend quality time with. Please, it's not only him. Rather than being a homebody, eh? Because you guys pride yourselves in being homebodies. I'm just a homebody. He's a homebody. You are a homebody. Everybody's apparently a homebody. But then why is he not proposing if you are perfect? I'm not beating you up. I'm just telling you, maybe that whole body thing is only attractive on Instagram. It's only attractive there by Netflix. Eh? But here in real life, eh? It's the comfort zone, that one. And we all know nobody achieves anything in the comfort zone. Look at this like a mission. Look at it like a mission. Kucha, mission impossible. Get the guy to propose. Yeah, you give yourself a solid plan. A solid plan, kucha. By the end of this year, ne, this guy, eh, or by the end of 6 months, this guy, ne, he must be speaking about it, or he must be ringing about it, or he must be on the way, or he's already there, engaged, eh? So this is how you do it. So you figure out the plan and you tell yourself, okay, so this is the tactic and this is the strategy, eh? Because it's either we do this strategy, or we are going konganga. There are really only two options. Because we have tried the church and the church is just tiring. To be honest, it's too much dancing and praying and crying. Because, oh, my husband, in the name of my husband, I want my husband. Yeah, that one is exhausting. Right? And I think that one is exhausting because it's done out of desperation. That's real desperation in tears there. Which I don't understand, pastor. Eh? And then, no, you must just start doing this. It's okay for the church bodies. Nah, I'm not dissing you. And it is what it is. And prayer changes. Yeah. Prayer changes. But I'm saying that this is the last resort kind of conversation. I know that you guys, eh? You guys don't expect such conversations in life. But you guys think it. That's why Onganginadipata, because they have a market. They have a market, and we all know in business, word of mouth is marketing. Yeah? So we are trying. I'm trying to keep you brothers safe out here. I'm trying to keep you brothers safe. I'm trying to keep you guys not in the bottle, you know. I understand that the bottle is not the nicest place, apparently, but it's usually said, when they say that the bottle is not a nice place, it's usually people that have never been in the bottle. People that have never been in the bottle, they think that the bottle is not nice because they've never experienced it. You cannot miss something that you've never had. You only miss things that you've had. So you cannot say something that you haven't had is not nandi. It's not nice. It's not shitowe. Eh? So, people that are telling you, it's because they don't know Nino and Gemma. They don't know how nice it is to be there. Eh? Because nobody cared about them enough to want to go and sit with a traditional healer and pay them your money, my dear. Kucha, whoa. Nobody cares about them like that. So I'm just trying to keep you guys off the pole and tell you that there are other solutions. If you have not done these other solutions, let's try these ones. All right? So spend quality time with your friends, guys. Like, spend quality time with your friends. And, yeah. Simply plan a weekend, a weekend night out with your female friends. Don't do male friends. Like, because the jealousy we are trying to create, ne, is not that kind of jealousy. We're not trying to create the jealousy of men. We're not trying to create the jealousy of making you seem sexually promiscuous or promiscuous in general. We are trying to create the illusion that you are really just absolutely okay in your life, which we know you are not, but he doesn't know that. So, we're trying to create the illusion that you have this amazing life, and in all honesty, he would be a loser if he ever lost it. And you are the prize. So that's what we are creating here with this our list. So simply plan a Wednesday night out with your female friends, yet don't tell him your plans until the point that Thursday night, right, moves around. So basically you plan a whole weekend, ne? And kucha from Friday until Sunday, we are chilling, or we are doing what, you know, or we are going out on Saturday evening, or we are going out from 2 o'clock and then I'll only come back in the wee hours. You plan this a week before, then you only tell him on Thursday night. Yeah. And if he feels a bit insecure, he will be afraid to lose you, because we are creating the illusion of fear. Eh? He must be afraid, be very afraid to lose you, because clearly these other love things, they are not working most. And then number 5, tell him you have options. Say it with your mouth. Not in a bitter way, Anua, because this one, yeah, me, I, with this one, what I see, with this particular one, I feel that it's more, this one is, it depends on the spouse that you have. Because if you have a hammer truck, or you have a wall guy, kind of guy, that this will just be like, ah, if you want to go, you can go. It's, you're not in this relationship being held by, by hostage. You're not a hostage here in this relationship. So if there are other options and you want to go, you can go. You know, if you got a guy like that, then this number 5 is not for you. You must never ever say that. It's like being angry and saying things like the baby's not yours. Those things, they never work in the history of anything. Those kind of things, they are never ever forgotten at all. At all. The one thing is that you can create the illusion that there are options. You can create the illusion that there are options and you are being sought after. I know that when you're in a relationship, something happens to you and you shut down, so you can't even read the cues when somebody wants you or is interested in you, not unless they blatantly say it or somebody points it out to you. So here, when we say we've got options, like, to be honest, I don't think we've got options, because the options that are out there are not things that we want. We want this one. Yeah, this one is the one that must take us to the altar. Don't be too obvious, and don't scare him by saying anything stupid like, yeah, you think you're the only guy in the world. There are so many guys that want me. There are so many, yay. Then go to the guys that want you. That will be your answer. He knows you love him, and he knows that you are bluffing. So how are we going to go? Is basically create the illusion that we are being sought after. Like, you come into the car and you're smiling, but you're not smiling like that weird smile that you usually do. When something is funny, you don't smile like that. You smile like you're flirting. Eh? So he will ask you, hey, what's funny? He's like, ah, no, it was that other guy. And then all of a sudden, everywhere you go, it's just that other guy. But you must also not go looking like home time. And then you come out of there pretending to be smiling, because he has eyes, ne? Guys, the guy can see you. You don't look appealing like that. Look appealing, come back and pretend like some guy was flirting with you there in the corner. You can even talk to the guy first. You can even talk to the guy first, like, literally like, oh, you look familiar. No, don't start with familiar, because they always want your handle. Why? You can say, oh, excuse me. Like, no, I'm just quickly passing by. You can, oh, did I bump you? You can even just start the conversation. Oh, did I bump you? And like, and you say, oh, no, I didn't. Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. And then you just laugh politely, but him is most now looking at you laughing politely, and he cannot read lips. So that is the illusion that there are options. You know, and then you walk into the shop and then you come back out. Must be also looking like a millionaire. You must be looking like a million bucks. You come back, you walk in, and then you laugh, and then you can even wave at that other person if the person is still there. Bye. Yeah, you can still wave at that person. And then you come in with that smirk, that laugh. That's that flirting laugh. Then he'll be like, it's either he will say something or he won't say something, but it will leave a little seed there. Just not by you, clearly. So, and then number 6, keep the wedding talk on hold. Don't talk about weddings at all. Don't talk about weddings. Don't talk about when you get married. Don't talk about nothing. Don't talk about weddings at all. Let him be the one that brings up weddings. Eh, you must not be that girl. don't be that girl. Don't talk about weddings. When you start your plan, keep weddings out of your mind, which are out of your conversations. You can have them in your mind because you're planning your wedding, because this is going to work. But you must not speak about it. You must not show him Instagram pictures of brides, what, nothing. And then number 7, cherish your journey through your relationship milestones. Celebrate your milestones together. So this is why it's important for you to remember things like your anniversary, where you guys met, what you guys were talking about. Those are milestones. When you guys first had your first big scare within the relationship, like big scare is like one of you guys got sick and you guys went to the hospital, and or one of you guys lost a parent, or one of you guys had to what. Those are like big milestones. They're not necessarily like pleasant, but they are big nonetheless. So cherish them, talk about them. And he will now also see your journey. And also, if you can't find any milestones, right, then you probably shouldn't be trying to dupe this guy into marrying you, because clearly you guys have not shared anything. So if there are no milestones, then maybe you should really just start there at creating a relationship. Maybe he's go coming, but don't. No. So there are usually milestones within a relationship. There are usually things that you guys have gone through together, right? And they have been a big deal. There are places where you saw him for like being a person, you know, like, oh, wow, you are a person too. Yeah. And then there are also places where you saw that they love you, they care for you, and they're going to come through for you regardless of where you are and how your situation is. And those, I can say, are milestones within your relationship. And then you can figure out days like that, and then you can celebrate it. Take the men out. Take the men out for drinks or for food or for whatever, and say that, Kucha, I'm celebrating for us not what? For us, I don't know, milestones, for us being alive. You know, after that car accident that we had a year ago on this day, celebration, milestones, check. Yeah, those are mandy things, guys. And then, apparently, that's how you get the guy to pop the question after that, right? We will talk about the things of what if he doesn't propose and he's been going for a year. How do I convince him? We can talk about that tomorrow. But for now, let that simmer. I hope you feel better with everything in me. I love you forever and a day. Au revoir. Ciao, ciao. Bye, bye. Nashi Chekongura, 10 o'clock.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play.